Football, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, the orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Jimmy Durante.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers,
folks, this is Al Jolson of the Kraft Music Hall. You know, April is the month that Mother... Not yet. You know, April is a month that Mother Nature works miracles. You place a little seed in the earth, and then the gentle rain falls from the heavens. Then, a little green shoot pushes its way out of the ground. Soon it buds and blooms into a beautiful flower. You get down on your knees and breathe its fragrance. And then the miracle. In only 2 weeks, hay fever.
The foregoing agricultural report has nothing to do with a number that follows. She's the Latin from Manhattan. I can tell by her manana. She's a Latin from Manhattan, but not Havana. Though she does the rumble for us, and she calls herself Dolores. She was in a Broadway chorus known as Susie Donahue. She can take her tambourine and whack it, but with her is just a racket. She's a hooper from 10th Avenue. She's a Latin from Manhattan. She's the 42nd Streeter. She's a Latin from Manhattan. Señorita Donahoe. Though she does the rumble for us, and she calls herself Dolores. She was in a Broadway chorus known as Susie Donahoe. She can take her tambourine and whack it, but to her is just a racket. She's a hooker from 10th Avenue. She's a Latin from Manhattan. She's a 42nd Streeter. She's a Latin from Manhattan. Señorita Donahoe. Velveeta!
Oh, wonderful. You look especially rested and relaxed today.
Oh, I am.
You're in great shape. You must have gotten a lot of sleep last night.
Well, no more sleep than usual, Ken. It's just that I had a wonderful evening at home watching Jimmy Durante on television.
Oh, Jimmy Durante must be wonderful on television.
Yeah, but the screen was so small that I had to continue his nose the next night. Oscar, come here a minute. How about you? Do you like television?
I don't care about it much.
Why not, Oscar?
Well, the other night I stopped to watch a television broadcast of a baseball game.
Uh-huh.
The fella next to me sneezed in his beard.
Yeah?
And from then on, the umpire had two heads.
Wait a minute, Oscar. Don't be knocking television. Pretty soon everybody's going to have television everywhere they go. You know something? I may have a set put in my automobile.
Yeah, they don't have television in cars.
I thought they did. Out here, the way they drive, they must be looking at something else. But someday, believe it or not, people will be thrilled. Yes, they'll be thrilled when they see you and hear you play the piano on television.
I'm not sure about that. I wouldn't want 20 million people looking over my shoulder while I'm playing. Not much.
Well, Oscar, there's no one peeking now, so before television sets in, go ahead and play Revolutionary Etude by Chopin.
Thank you. smart lady I know has reduced all this nutrition business to its simplest terms. She says there are two kinds of foods, the filler-uppers and the builder-uppers. Well, definitely in the builder-upper class is Kraft's famous Velveeta, a golden cheese food that's so grand for snacks and sandwiches and cooked dishes. Well, besides tasting good, Velveeta helps supply muscle-building protein, milk minerals to help maintain strong bones and teeth, food energy for working power, riboflavin, and vitamin A. Now remember all this when you see Velveeta at the food store. Besides using Velveeta in sandwiches, let this delicious, smooth, melting cheese food help you with thrifty main dishes that are real builder-uppers. When you buy, see the name Velveeta and get the nutritious cheese food of Kraft quality.
Oh, Oscar, you know something? You're just marvelous. Honestly, it's like magic. You sit down at a piano bench, you press a few ivory keys, step on a couple of pedals, and look what comes out. Dust all over my kisser.
Al, can't you say something nice about my piano playing?
Why, of course I can. Oscar, to me, you're the greatest musician in the world today. There's never been a piano player who plays as beautifully as you do. There will never be a piano player who will play as perfectly as you. You're a musical genius.
I finally dragged the truth out of you. To show my appreciation, Al, I'm going to play a Viennese waltz just for you.
Thank you. Oh, in the moonlight, I'm dancing in old Vienna. Oscar, I hate to interrupt you. Give me that Viennese vamp again, will you? Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with a crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back, for it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, for it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
That was very nice, Al.
Thank you.
I must admit, it's better than I would have done with it. I lean to the virile type of song.
You do? Oscar, I lean too.
That's only because you're on the verge of falling down.
Is that so? Well, I'll show you how strong I am. Hit me with a virile introduction.
I love life, and I want to live.
Al, don't you think you're making a pig of yourself?
Listen, Oscar, even if it hurts, why don't you say something nice about me once in a while?
All right. I think you're a very nice fella.
Good.
And it hurts.
It would be nice if somebody yelled April Fool and this boy disappeared. Oscar, look. Now, if you'll excuse me a minute. If you'll excuse me a minute. That's what I get for ad-libbing. Listen.
Why don't
you wait me a minute, as I said before. I'd like to exercise my voice, if you don't mind.
Me.
There's a real Al Jolson love song.
That, Oscar, for your benefit, that is my favorite, although the lyrics are the best I've ever heard. But what I really like is a sweet, sentimental love song.
Happen to have it on the tip of my fingers.
Really? And I've got it right on the tip of my tonsils.
I'd climb the highest mountain if I knew that when I climbed that mountain, I'd find you. I'd swim the deepest river if I knew that when I swam that river, I'd find you. Without you, dear, my life means nothing to me. No matter where you are, That's where I want to be. I pray to get to heaven, 'cause I know that if I got to heaven, I'd find
Oscar, let me sing another one while I'm still warmed up.
You're not warmed up. You're warmed over.
What?
Take it from there, Al.
Okay.
Now is the hour when we must say...
Al, for heaven's sake, stop.
What's the matter?
You're singing a new song.
Oh, that's terrible. How do such a thing? I should go home and wash my mouth out with Swanee. But, Oscar, don't let it get you down. And incidentally, that's the name of the song I'm going to sing.
Incidentally, he says.
Love is a lovely thing. Love is a breath of spring. Love is a magic crown, but don't let it get you down. Give it a little whirl, show it a little care, get it into your heart. But baby, don't let it get into your hair. Hand it a big hello, give it a swell farewell. What if it doesn't last forever? Better a little now than never. Shout it around the town, but don't let it get you down. Love is a lovely thing. Love is a thing we sing. Love is a star we steer, but don't let it strip your gear. Love is a song by Kern. Love is a waltz by Strauss. Is there a sweeter song in heaven? Is there a doctor in the house? Love is a gypsy call. Love is the world and all. Why is it such a strange illusion? Maybe it needs a blood transfusion. Love is a wedding gown, but don't let him zip it down.
Yes, baby.
Pardon me, I'll hate to stop you, but Jimmy Durante's here.
Jimmy Durante's here?
Yeah.
Well, Ken, tell him to come in.
Well, I did, but he says he wants to make a big entrance.
But, Ken, look, you know we don't do that in a craft music hall.
That's right.
We never say, and here he comes now, Jimmy Durante.
You've got to start off each day with a song.
Wait a minute.
Don't stop me, even when things
Jimmy,
go
Jimmy,
wrong.
Jimmy, wait a minute. I can't.
You feel
now,
better.
Jimmy, please.
You even
Jimmy,
look better.
Jimmy, look, please.
I'm here to tell you to
wait,
be...
Jimmy, now, wait, will you wait a minute? Jimmy.
What is it?
Now,
what
please. Yes, I was telling Ken we don't do this. We don't give our guests big entrances.
Well, I thought I might as well come out on the stage because my nose was already at the microphone.
Well, get it away from here. I don't want to be singing in the wrong thing.
No comments, please. It ain't that my nose is so big.
No?
It's just that my head comes to a point in the front.
Oh.
Al, I've heard it whispered around the social tea table.
Yeah?
And some of the lubrication pits. I thought if I slowed up, I'd get it. But I didn't.
Go ahead.
That you're looking for a business opportunity.
Yes, Jimmy, that's true. I'm always looking for a chance to give someone the business.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Jimmy, what's your proposition?
Well, I was thinking you and I could buy a nightclub.
Now, Jimmy, I don't think I'd better go in the nightclub business with you.
Well, why not? The worst that can happen is that you'll lose all your money.
Well, if I lost all my money, then what would I do?
You could make a picture of your life story.
Make a picture of my life story? I already did that.
That was only your first life.
Now, look, Jimmy, never mind my first or last life. It's a big job running a nightclub. First of all, where will we get the talent for the floor show?
Let me handle the talent in our club.
Yeah?
And I'll have my friends fighting to get in. And if I know my friends, they'll be fighting after they get in.
Wait a minute, Jimmy, I've got an idea. Maybe we can get celebrities to work in the joint, huh?
Certainly. We can have Sinatra for a bartender.
Yeah?
He'll be the only bartender in town who can crawl into an olive and pull a pimento after him.
Well, that's very good. Oh, and I've got an idea. We can get Gypsy Rose Lee to work in the kitchen.
Gypsy Rose Lee in the kitchen?
Yeah, after she'd been out there for 10 minutes, the potatoes will learn how to peel themselves.
Ah, now we're building. We're building. We're building. Next, we'll need some femininity.
Femininity?
Yeah, I said femininity.
Yeah, I heard you.
That girl's from 18 to 26.
Well, I don't know about the whole proposition. You see, I haven't been in a nightclub in years, Jimmy. In fact, the last time I was in a nightclub was when you were running the famous Dover Club, that little joint upstairs in New York, 25 years ago or more.
Al, I want you to meet a little kid who comes in and plays piano here. He's only 12 years old.
Really? Well, well. What's your name, Sonny?
Oscar Levain. I'm a child prodigy.
Al, what's a prodigy?
A prodigy? That's a kid that prodges.
Gosh, what an education.
I think you're great, Mr. Jolson. When I grow up, I'd sure like to play piano in a show with you.
Sonny, by the time you grow up, I'd be an old man. And I won't want to sing anymore.
Somehow I can't believe that.
Shut up, Ozzy, or I won't let you sleep on the piano tonight.
Now, don't be rough on the boy, Jimmy.
Let me have my way, Al, please.
Son, you want to know how to be another Al Jolson?
Well, I would, but I already promised to be another Eddie Cantor.
Hannah, don't remember him. Must have been a little before my time.
I didn't know there was a time before your time.
You listen to Mr. Jolson, otherwise you may end up on a show with some old broken-down singer.
All right. Mr. Jolson, tell me how you got started.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to love to watch the celebrities. I'd stand with my nose pressed against the window at that famous restaurant on 14th Street, Luschau's.
And how did you start, Mr. Durante?
Well, I used to press my nose against Luschau's window, too, but they kept chasing me away.
How come?
They said they were... I don't see that lion in here. Why, they won't give me a chance here. Two against one.
I'm giving you up. You said I used to have my nose pressed against Luschau's window, too, but they kept chasing me away. And I said, well, how come?
They said they were tired of having plate glass in their food. I got a million of a million.
Now, Sonny, come here. Tell me, what kind of music do you play?
Tchaikovsky, Mussorgsky, Beethoven.
Must be beginners. Jimmy, you know any one of those mug songwriters?
Sure, I know them. Now and then they come in for a free beer.
Tchaikovsky, Mussorgsky, and Beethoven are dead.
Then I don't want them coming in here anymore. They'll give the place a bad name.
I quit. I'm going to Carnegie Hall. Goodbye.
What an impossible kid. Nobody will ever get along with him.
Yes, Al, but I wonder, whatever happened to little Ozzy Levant that nobody got along with?
Nobody got along with him then. Nobody gets along with him now.
How true, how true.
He's on the music hall show with me right this minute.
He is? Well, I told him he doesn't. Well, Al, what? Well, I told him he'd end up in a show with a broken-down singer. That's the place to laugh.
Jimmy, broken-down singer or no broken-down singer,
You wouldn't talk like that if you understood anything about the art of singing.
I didn't mean it, Al. I only said it to tickle your wrist's abilities.
Yeah.
That's French for short ribs. And if you'll sing a duet with me, Al, I'll consider it a privilege, an honor, and a personal affront.
One day they make a star out of my life, and the next thing I'm Lou Clayton.
Who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm... Take the high one, take the high one. Who will be with you when I'm far away? Take it again, baby.
That's beautiful.
Say, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll agree to go into the nightclub business. I got a friend who would take over the parking lot concession.
Yeah?
He only charges 5 cents to park a car.
5 cents to park a car? Jimmy Durante, how can he make any money?
He steals the cars.
Who will be with you when I'm far away? Take the high one.
Far away. Hey, Jimmy, pay no attention to the music. If you're looking for talent for the nightclub, I know a tattooed lady just quit her job. She's covered with pictures from head to foot.
Why did she quit?
The customers are always drawing mustaches on her pictures.
Who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far away from you. When I'm far away from you.
If the folks at your house have a tendency to skimp on their vegetable eating, remember the magic of rich, golden Velveeta sauce. That marvelous, easy-to-fix cheese sauce makes a special treat of such vegetables as cabbage, green beans, onions, cauliflower, spinach, broccoli, and so on. And besides glorious cheddar cheese flavor, Velveeta adds fine protein, minerals, and other important nutrients from milk. Now here's the easy Velveeta sauce trick. Simply melt a half pound of Kraft's famous cheese food in the top of your double boiler, and then stir in 1/4 cup of milk. Add whatever seasonings your folks like best. There's your sauce, all set to glorify vegetables, eggs, seafood, or what have you. Just remember, it takes genuine smooth-melting Velveeta. Be sure the double boiler trick will work to perfection. So get a 2-pound loaf or several packages tomorrow. To spread or slice for snacks, to melt for cheese sauce, your never-failing standby is Kraft's famous Velveeta.
Folks, now and then we all have moments when we're a little sad, a little lonesome, or a little unhappy. Sometimes those moments can be made lighter by beautiful music. For, as the poets have said, music is the medicine of the breaking heart. It washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life. And I believe that is the thought that Vincent Yeomans wished to convey when he wrote Without a Song.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A dog is born, but he's no good no how. Without a song, I've got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along as long as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all. not make the rain a fall. I'll never know what make the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a soul.
Good night, folks.
Jimmy Durante appears with the courtesy of the Rexall Drug Company and may be heard on his own show. Next Thursday, our special guest will be Vera Bay. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night.
Ask any expert homemaker, she'll tell you it's the dressing that makes the salad. That's why these two delicious French dressings made by Kraft are so popular. Kraft French dressing has a smooth come-on flavor that everyone goes for. Miracle French dressing has a more highly seasoned flavor with just a tantalizing touch of onion and garlic. Try the two and find your special favorite, Kraft French dressing or Miracle French dressing.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.